Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the fight against flock cameras.
Support comes from Ohio CASA. Ohio CASA's mission is to ensure children experiencing abuse and neglect have a caring, trained adult in their corner. Information about CASA volunteer work is at ohiocasa.org. Support comes from the James at Ohio State, cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
I'm Kendall Crawford. For years, police departments have used license plate readers to solve crimes. But now, some Ohio residents are mounting opposition against flock surveillance cameras, raising concerns about privacy and how the data is being shared. IdeaStream reporter Matt Richman and WVXU reporter Lily Halloran join us to share how this pushback has played out on opposite sides of the state. Matt, let's start with you. When and why did flock cameras become a problem for the city of Cleveland?
Flock cameras were first installed in Cleveland in 2023 without really any public notice. Then last year, the mayor sought to expand that contract, and that came shortly after a high-ranking city council official left council to work for Flock. And then the backlash really took off. Opponents point out that, you know, it's been used to track immigrants by federal immigration authorities, whether or not local police departments actively partner with federal authorities. And it is such a powerful surveillance tool. Officers on the flip side say it is such an immensely useful tool, and every investigation now starts with a search on Flock. So the initial plan to expand was shelved. And really, in the hearings that have happened since then, a surprising number of council members have expressed skepticism about this tool.
So has this outrage amounted to anything? Are these cameras going to come down anytime soon in Cleveland?
Well, council added some slight guardrails. It was a six-month contract extension instead of a year, and the city removed itself from the National Lookup Network, so other cities and federal authorities can't search for vehicles on Cleveland's cameras. And the contract is now out for renewal, and what's likely to happen, because the city has such a large contract for many other services with Axon, the Taser and Body Cam and drone company, it's likely that, you know, they're going to look to move to Axon, as a number of other cities are doing, that are moving away from Flock.
Okay, gotcha. So it sounds like Cleveland isn't likely to see much change. But Lily, you've been covering a community that's actually been successful in its resistance. Could you tell us about what's happening in Southwest Ohio?
Yeah, so I have been following this debate in Oxford. It's the home of Miami University. There were 14 flock cameras there. Residents raised concerns, so city council punted to its police review board to figure out what to do with them. That board heard suggestions from the police chief to keep the flock safety contract, but with guardrails like the ones they're trying out in Cleveland. And the board said, yeah, we think it's okay to keep these cameras. We think they're an effective crime-fighting tool. But the residents were still not happy. Some raised concerns about mass surveillance, but the real gripe was the data sharing with other departments. They said, we trust our police department, but we don't want it to be used for reasons that are prohibited outside of Oxford. So the city council considered this and ultimately voted 6-1 to terminate the contract and side with residents.
Okay, so that was a win for those residents. Have we seen other successes in other Ohio communities?
Yes, so Coshocton and Wyandotte counties have also ended their contracts with flock safety. Aside from Oxford in Southwest Ohio, Pierce Township in Claremont County is getting rid of them. They're citing vandalism and the cameras being too expensive to replace. The mayor of Lebanon also recently sent a letter to flock safety asking for answers to their concerns. But a lot of local governments are still standing firm. I recently went to a protest in Hamilton, which is nearby Oxford. The city has said, we are going to keep these cameras, but the residents say that seeing Oxford be successful has motivated them to keep protesting and showing up at city council. So I don't think this is a debate that's going to end anytime soon.
That's Lily Halloran with WVXU and Matt Richman with IdeaStream Public Media. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.